32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. Thanks for joining us once again. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a build-up to Challenge Roth. I mentioned last week that it had taken place, another resounding success. But now Mark Wolf's recovered a little bit from doing the event himself. He's back with us now on 32GI Sports Nutrition. Mark, straight away, how was it?
It was incredible. It's probably the most amazing event I've ever... First of all, I've been there as a spectator. It's been the most amazing event. And now as a participant, it was absolutely incredible. I don't think you can top that. I don't think you can ever top that.
Well, Mark, coming to us over Skype this week. Mark, you raced it yourself. I know you didn't have the race you'd hoped for. You had a little bit of an incident. But just talk us through how your race went.
Yeah, my race was good. I was hoping for anywhere between 9:15, maybe 9:30. So, I mean, I was definitely in condition for that. I hadn't raced the course at Roth before. It's a course that does bring a little surprises if you don't know the course very well. Yeah, I had a decent swim. You know, obviously you've got a lot of nerves going out, and I actually started off in the sub-9-hour group, which is an awesome group to start off with. You start with all the elite athletes, so you really get kicked and punched in that group. There's quite a bit of an aggressive swimming nature in there. And then, yeah, when I came out of transition, unfortunately, I was knocked off my bike by one of the other athletes. It landed up, you know, my foot landed on the big chain ring, ended up with quite a severe cut underneath and a little bit of a toenail missing in the corner. So I rode with a little bit of pain for 2 hours, but there was no ways I was going to stop. I mean, you're there. You want to get to the finish line. And I actually enjoyed it. It was amazing. The bike course is incredible. It's not as flat and as many people think. There is quite an amount of climbing. It's quite technical. There's no long time trial sections for sure. I mean, the minute you actually get into a nice comfort zone in a time trial position, eventually you have to turn off and you go through little villages here and there and through little forest sections. But all in all, it's an incredibly beautiful, and it is quite fast. I mean, if you're a strong cyclist, you can turn it into quite a fast bike leg. I came onto the run and started off very well, but unfortunately, and running is my thing, but I think that little fall on the bike, it really hurt my leg, and I just couldn't hold what I wanted to. I was in a little bit of pain, and I thought to myself, well, you know, you've got to do the best that you can, and I just pushed through it, sucked it up and pushed through it. But that's long-distance racing. You know, anything can happen on the day. It's a very long day out. The run course is absolutely, it's beautiful, but also mentally challenging because you can see very, very far into the distance. You run right, most of the time you're running alongside a canal, and it's a very straight sort of a run. You only peel off in certain sections, one through a town, sort of one through a forest, and it's, but most of the time you can actually see the distance that you're running. So mentally it can be quite challenging. And the run is also on a gravel surface. The Germans have actually They've resurfaced the entire area of the canal, so it's actually quite awesome that they've spent so much money in actually getting it fixed up. But it is still gravel. But, you know, some people say it's a bit soft on the legs, it's easy on the legs. So it's a bit of a combination of that, a little bit of tar here or there, some cobblestones in the old city, and then obviously some asphalt, you know, in other areas. And you run through the forest a little bit. When I enter race at first, I mean, because we're the official nutrition sponsors, I'm looking at everything from a nutrition perspective. And to me, that's very critical because I need to experience what the athlete is experiencing en route to see that we actually can, you know, to see if we can better it or to see if we can add some more value to what we're currently doing. And I must say that the feeding tables, first of all, on the bike course were absolutely brilliant. I mean, it was very, very slick. There's no ways an athlete would actually miss his nutrition, not be able to get rid of bottles, not be able to take on new bottles. It was incredibly well done. The spacing was good. The litter zones were really spread out very, very well in order to be able to get rid of anything on the bike. And on the run course, I mean, you're looking at water tables every 2.5 kilometers lining both sides of the of the run route, and they have every single possible thing you can imagine. I mean, from the 32GI perspective, I mean, we left magnesium even on the run route just in case people wanted, but I mean, they've got everything that you could possibly want as far as a run course goes. And I must say, the one thing that makes Roth absolutely incredible are the 6,000 volunteers that actually give away their time to make this event happen. It is absolutely unbelievable. They've been doing it so many years. They have got it really down packed, and the support that these guys give at all the water tables and the marshalling and everywhere on route, you can't not but realize that this is a world class event. And people ask, what kind of an event is it? And when you know that Challenge Roth has won Triathlon of the Year the last 4 years in a row, you know exactly why. It's one of the pinnacle triathlons you could possibly ever do.
Well, Felix, in the podcast we did a couple of weeks ago, I'll put the link up to that. He talked about the incredible sort of element that volunteers bring, and not just volunteers, everyone in and around the towns who sort of take athletes into their houses because there's not enough accommodation. You talked about having been there as a spectator. Now you are on the other side, experiencing what is almost second to none. I know you've raced all over the world, but what was it like being a competitor with those amazing crowds around you?
Well, I think crowd support is incredible. The one thing that I tell people that gave me absolute shivers was riding up Solara Bag, which is Solar Hill. 60,000 people standing on this hill. It's like a Tour de France of triathlon, if you want to call it. And you ride straight through this crowd. I mean, there's literally no space. You look talking like millimeters on either side of your bike. It's absolutely incredible. It's not such a quick hill as people think. It does need a little bit of a steep climb, but I don't mind the hills. And the one thing that really gave me a lot of pride was actually as you get towards the top of Solara Bag, was a big 32GI banner right over the road, a nice arch right over the road, which I got to ride under. And when you think about where we came from to where we are today, it's just... that was just the most incredible experience that I had. That and a lot of pride, obviously, for what we've been able to achieve with the organisation to date. But the spectator support is incredible. I mean, Solar Hill is definitely one of the most iconic climbs in the triathlon world globally because of the spectator support and the experience. You actually ride up it twice. You do two loops through there, and then. When you come through each of the villages, there's a lot of special things going on in each of the villages that you ride through. Restaurants are full, pubs are full, and people are there all day cheering and spectating. Another area is when you ride through the Hippostan side, you go through something called the Beer Mile, where you've got 1.6 kilometers of beer taverns on each side, all the Germans drinking, having fun, playing music, and just the spectatorship and the encouragement of the crowds is incredible. And if you want to know why it's a world record-breaking course, I mean, it's not obviously, yes, it boils down to extreme talent, but the amount of support that an athlete gets en route can absolutely drive him very quickly to that finish line. And when you finish those last 5 or 6 kilometers, to be honest, when you're running that marathon, I mean, all you're thinking about is getting to the finish, but those last 5 or 6 kilometers is where there is incredible crowd support through the main city of Roth and in and about, and it just really pushes you and spurs you on to the finish line, and it was amazing. And then obviously, coming to the finish line in the stadium, they've built a beautiful stadium which accommodates thousands of people, and to do a sort of it's a lap of victory to get to the finish line. I mean, that is again, it's what better way is there to finish an event than that? It's absolutely incredible. A really amazing event. And then obviously the pinnacle of it is the closing ceremony, which is I don't know how much they spend on burning fireworks, but it's the most incredible firework to music display. Every single athlete is packed in that stadium, and it really is a good 45 minutes of incredible crowd support, volunteer support, athlete support, everybody standing in the stadium together, celebrating the day at Roth, celebrating all the hurdles that everybody's overcome, and actually leaving that event with the biggest high that you could ever possibly leave an event with. And it's quite incredible because immediately after that finishes, you've got 1,000 people queuing up to physically take entries for next year's event. They sleep out there the entire night so that the next morning when the entry list opens up, those 1,000 entries that are given away, those people are, they drive from all over the place. Even athletes go, they sleep there the whole night waiting for the next day in order to be able to get entries. They get given numbers so that nobody pushes in the queue, of course, but that's how popular this event is.
And the actual entries, the sort of online entries, sold out in next to no time for 2017, didn't they?
Well, thousands of entries online that went live on Monday morning, which was yesterday at, I think it was 10 CET. I think you're talking 10 to 20 seconds. They were sold out immediately. There's not an event that sells out that quickly. It's just incredible. But once you've experienced the event, whether you've been a spectator or whether you've been an athlete, you will just realize what kind of an event this actually is. And it's just amazing that there's a family here where the father, he did something which was incredible by bringing all the communities and the towns together, which people didn't think was possible. He did something amazing. And now with Felix and Catherine and their mom, it's just been that they've taken this event to a different level every single year. And I must say, if anything, in honor of what their father started, these guys have just really done an incredible job. And it's amazing. I mean, if people say to me, you know, what triathlon should I do if I'm going to do a European one? I can only think of one. I mean, there's plenty triathlons in Europe to do. But if you want to do something that's iconic and memorable that you will never, ever forget for the rest of your life, Roth is the one to do.
Now, Mark, even though tickets are sort of sold out, I know for 2016 you guys had some slots that you were giving away. Will 32GI be doing the same thing in 2017?
Look, we've got a lot of South Africans that want to go to Roth. We're going to try and see what we can do. We've got some slots set aside, but in all honesty, they get taken up very, very quickly, and they're very, very limited. But it would be nice to try and grow the South African contingent in Roth. I think that a lot of South Africans want to do it, but a lot of them just either couldn't be bothered on trying to get into the event or just stuck with the local events. Unfortunately, there is only one full distance course in South Africa, and I'm just saying to South Africans that maybe there's an option to go overseas to Roth. So yes, we are going to try and see how many we can get overseas next year, and I'm hoping that we'll have the biggest South African contingent at Roth next year then in 2017 that's ever taken place before.
Well, brilliant. And Mark, fantastic effort at Challenge Roth this year, and thanks for giving us a feel of what it was like to be in that race and actually enjoy it from a competitor point of view. So Challenge Roth, if you haven't done it, if you haven't thought about it, to go and look. But for myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Mark Wolf on 32GI Sports Nutrition, we'll catch up with you again next week. Do tune in August, because we're looking at everything fat. We're going to have you covered. So August is Fat Month.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.